Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Fridays with Ian after our month-long break. We were just, you know, really focusing on our mental health and de-stressing from
yes.
the show. Actually, we all just had stuff to do on Fridays, so we didn't do this. But we're back. Ian, how are you?
You know what, I'm just doing great, you know. Didn't wake up to the best of the news, but here we are.
Jim,
we'll get in that a little
yeah. bit. Jim, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You had a fun fact about dogs.
Oh, yeah, it's the Chinese New Year today. It's the year of the dogs.
Roof, roof.
That only means great things because dogs are great.
So they're going to eat them?
Someone had to say it.
Nobody had to say that.
I didn't think of it.
I didn't either.
Is
that
well,
bad that that's the first thing I thought of?
Yes.
Said that.
by my house, they put the Chinese restaurant right next to a pet land.
Let Avon in.
He knows the guy.
Avon.
Saw, dude.
Avon.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling.
Come on. Come here.
No, I got to sell.
No, come here real quick.
I have to
come here real quick.
Just real quick.
Why are you only okay, Avon?
Because I just woke up like 30 minutes late and I forgot I got Army Live.
Alright, what time is Army Live start?
12.
Okay. I'm gonna come in and bother people.
Okay, you can bother me on TV.
Okay, cool.
And
bye, man.
Bye. Have fun.
Bye.
Hey, Avon.
Yeah.
Just chill.
I will
chill.
Just chill.
Alright, so Ian had a topic he wants
it's
to discuss.
It's kind of darker.
Jeez.
But like, it's relevant.
Alright, let's go.
Okay. Should teachers be armed?
I don't think so.
I have an explanation for why I do not think so.
Okay.
I've thought about this multiple times. Me and my family are split on this. So I do not think the solution is more guns. I'm a liberal. I don't think the solution is more guns. I don't think arming teachers, just because they're teachers, you don't know their mental state.
Exactly.
It's not part of the
That's
interview. But also, I liked what all the schools in Pennsylvania did after the Franklin Regional stabbing. All the schools have an armed cop now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a cop in our school where Super goes with. There's a cop in our elementary school. Our elementary school, I think, is a good example of this. The cop, like, I think it's like 3 times a month or something. They'll teach like some sort of safety class too. All the kids will like go outside, whether it be like fire safety, car crash, shooting. Also, all the teachers and all the staff in our elementary school once a month has live shooter training. Where that cop will actually walk through, pretend to be a shooter. They'll have like sound effects of like guns going off, like people screaming. Like they actually like they have like the school like psych like therapists like available to talk after it because they make it so real.
That's really
smart. That's
smart.
Yeah. So they do like they enact everything. Even though my mom has said no, there's a back door. I'm just gonna leave, which I don't blame her.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I mean.
But so they do that, and then I lost my train of thought. I also like the way that they have to get into the building in our elementary school is the security guard sits right at the front around a thing of glass, and there's like 3 cameras outside so you can see exactly who the person is. They like check your stuff before you go in, and then before you're even allowed into the building,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah,
I think is smart.
That's what they do at the high school.
Yeah, and then the cop's office is also right there, and
right.
he's ready. I don't think the solution is giving them more guns. I think it's just training for the best possible thing,
yeah.
and you know, not letting people just casually buy AR-50s.
I mean, that's what I think. I mean, I do like guns. I'm a gun
that's,
advocate.
Yeah, that's fine.
But,
yeah.
like, I don't think arming people who you don't know their mental history,
exactly.
you don't know what's going on
no.
in their life,
mm-hmm.
and if one day they just snap, you know,
yeah.
so that's why, yeah,
I'm sick of people pulling the Second Amendment crap, because when the Second Amendment was invoked, we did not have AR-15s.
Right,
you had a musket. Hunting guns and, like, a pistol.
You had a musket
yeah.
that took 5 seconds to load every time, and
which,
by that
by
time,
all means, own as many of those as you want.
Right, exactly. If,
yeah.
yeah, I mean,
it
so,
did not include automatic rifles.
Right.
Arming teachers sounds good, but then
it's
there's
not.
So
I understand that people are coming
no, it
up,
sounds
not
good. Yeah, but they're not thinking, you know, someone the teachers randomly start shooting.
Mm.
They're
you
not,
don't know
they're
them.
Not
that's not part
the
of
the
interview.
Right, exactly.
Or if a student finds the gun,
mm-hmm.
you accidentally leave it,
yeah.
you know, loaded, and you know, kids are smart.
Uh huh.
I mean, the other thing that I am an advocate for, and I saw it on Facebook, is there are a lot of ex veteran. There's a lot of veterans
mm-hmm.
who don't have jobs. Who you put those in?
That's what I mean. Go put
you,
them in the schools.
You
too.
Put them in the schools. Like
yeah.
no one's gonna mess with them.
Uh-huh.
Like that's where. Like, but again, you do have the mental history.
Again,
of,
you have, they have PTSD.
Right.
No, because everyone was saying when this like cop thing, they're like, "Why don't you go to retired cops that like are injured and need something to do?" Like, but what if something does happen? Like,
yeah.
I understand
right.
that like the chances
I mean,
of it used to be very slim. But.
Right, but now we. I mean, the whole issue is the AR-15. You
yeah.
should be able to get a semi-automatic. There's
online.
No,
anywhere.
Online,
anywhere.
Anywhere. I mean, there's a reason that there's military-grade weapons, and they're not for sale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I think this should be considered a military-grade weapon
I
at this
agree.
Point.
Yeah.
And, like, the like gun control, like, you can be denied the purchase of a gun, but you're going to find a gun.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's
but we need to start making it harder.
Oh, yeah,
yeah
for
them.
Sure.
There should be stricter laws.
People are going to find them.
Right,
but
and
it needs to not be accessible right now. I should not be able to like leave after the show and go pick one up.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, did you see what happened today, Franklin?
No,
they canceled because they got a threat overnight. Plums in an external lockdown. For precautions. So,
I'm
yeah,
sick of people saying there's no
yeah.
way to prevent this in the only country where this happened. Right
yeah.
Now.
It's really
yeah.
there's multiple ways.
And
yeah.
I mean,
slim
again,
the chances.
You can also for the. You know, touch on it a little bit, but for the Florida shooting this week, I mean, the FBI,
they
FBI
dropped
knew.
The ball.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid put on social media, on
I mean,
YouTube or something, you know,
yeah.
about, the kids were joking about, you know, mm-hmm. he joked about shooting up the school one day. The kids joked about, yeah, he's going to do it.
yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that the FBI really dropped the ball on that one, where you go and visit the guy, and basically you tell him, yeah, you can have the gun, but just keep it in a locked place.
Yeah,
don't use it. You know, and that's where, you know, if you have a, if the FBI feels it's necessary to visit you, that's where they're like, you know, we're just going to take that and hold
yeah.
that for a bit. Because, like, what are you doing? Like,
uh-huh. What's it going to hurt you to look into it?
Right. I mean,
you waste 5 minutes if it's not true?
Yeah.
I've got to waste those 5 minutes.
I found this article on Vice News. It's titled All the Times Nicholas Cruz Was Reported to Authorities Before the Florida Shooting.
Mm.
And, it says, so many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed. According to CNN, which obtained documentation, police responded 39 times to emergency calls at Cruz's home over a last 7-year period.
Like, okay.
Again, that
like,
could be his cry for help, too.
Yeah.
And no one...
Right, exactly. I mean, there's definitely an issue where people mm-hmm. dropped the ball, and
mm-hmm.
it could have been prevented, I think. If people would have just stepped up and been like, you know what, you need help.
Yeah. All right, I think this was thorough.
Way to keep the mood there,
I think this was thorough, though. We never have these conversations.
It was a good
I like that we have this.
Yeah,
all right, so we're going to play a lighthearted game now.
Okay.
It is Disney movie quotes trivia.
Hold on. I have some breaking news.
Oh?
So Grey's Anatomy is getting a spinoff about
what?
Firefighters.
Oh, I mean,
I saw
that.
That's been in the
yeah.
works.
And
that's been in the
this
works.
This is like Chicago PD.
Yeah.
And it's like the
yeah.
Chicago Med, Chicago Fire,
and,
Chicago
and
Law.
And truthfully,
yeah. Oh, it's Justice.
Truthfully, I might watch it.
No, that's fine.
Just because I'm a sucker for fire people.
No, that's what I mean. Like,
I love Chicago PD.
I love Chicago
and
Fire.
And then I started watching Chicago Fire, and then I started watching... I'm not as obsessed with those two as I was Chicago PD, but then they took a character from Chicago PD and put him on Chicago Justice, which I was worried was going to be too much like trying to be like Law and Order.
Yeah.
But it is not, and it's very good.
Because, well, Grey's Anatomy...
I've watched Law and Order in forever, though.
The last season, there was an explosion at the hospital, and
ooh.
Then the one doctor who was, like, caught up in everything and almost died because it was in that area.
Mm-hmm.
It was a psycho patient. He was trying to kidnap them, and oxygen and chemicals exploded and started a fire. And then she left the show.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to pursue a different path.
Oh, and that's...
So I'm going to wonder if she's going to be on the new
I do have to say, we watched the first two episodes of season one of Grey's Anatomy in class the other day. Granted, that season one's like all the way back there now. But it wasn't as bad as I thought. It was very entertaining.
Yeah.
If I had more time, I would try to pursue the show further. But
I'm married.
I had wrong preconceptions about it.
You're
going to
go take a shower. I'm going to take a shower and you're going to leave.
Wow.
You're not going to be here, well,
I'll let
you know. Everybody
knows
that.
Everybody
knows the entrance. Yes.
All right. Let's play some games.
Hey, we made the minute, ma'am.
Jeopardy.
For what? The horse?
I don't know. I'm gonna look.
We hear a clip from a Disney film, and you have to guess what the film is.
Oh, I thought this was Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Did I get a point?
What is it?
Cars.
Yeah,
Cars. Bob the Builder?
Cars.
Oh. I should have known that, damn it. Darn it.
Yeah, Cars.
Wow.
Wow.
Daytona 500
wow.
is this weekend. All
right, number two.
Wow.
Cinderella?
Cinderella, yeah, I was going to say Cinderella.
Yep.
Yeah, Cinderella. Oh, there, they said it.
Wreck-It Ralph. I never saw it.
Are these movies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Snow White.
Snow White. What is this?
These are weird.
Is this a Bolt? I never saw Bolt.
Well, Bolt,
no.
That was
so long ago.
The one with Miley Cyrus in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw this once.
Zootopia, dang it, I love Zootopia.
So wait, this wasn't Bolt?
No, Bolt was the last one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Oh, it's a tour.
There are so many tours
out there. Is this Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
Yes,
the sharks.
Now
fish are food.
Fish are friends.
Fish are friends.
Oh, you made me ink.
Oh, Wally.
Wally.
Yeah.
No,
I didn't
see
Wally.
Yeah.
Wally, or more like Wally. Because he went by here.
What, one semester?
Yeah.
Oh, Brave. I didn't see Brave.
I heard it was good.
I heard it was very good. I just never saw it.
Same.
I didn't see it.
What a sad beginning.
What is this?
This sounds familiar.
It does.
Oh, Bugs Life.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Are they here?
I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, they're all really confused. Toy Story.
It's Toy Story.
Frozen.
I didn't know.
I love Lilo and Stitch.
You made me ink.
That's not from Lilo and Stitch.
I know, but I still like saying it. Oh, it sounds sad.
Oh, Tangled.
Oh, I never saw Tangled.
I watched it. We watched it on a bus ride for a band trip in high school.
Her hair was so long.
Incredibles!
Yes.
I'm so excited for Incredibles 2.
Oh, it looks so good.
It looks so good.
Does it come out July?
July.
June?
July.
July.
I think.
Something like that.
Edna. Oh, Monsters Inc.
Yeah.
I never saw Monsters University. I always wanted to.
It wasn't bad, but Monsters Inc. is a classic. So.
Mm.
Just Justin's opinion.
I love Monsters Inc.
Oh, Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. I will say, alright, that was a good game.
Good job, guys.
I've established a list of underrated Disney/Pixar movies that people forget about that I don't think people should forget about.
Mm.
All right, number one is Meet the Robinsons.
Never saw.
It's a good one.
It's the best one. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, number two. Does anyone remember Shark Tales?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
See,
I was
everyone,
obsessed.
I loved Shark Tales.
Me and my mom would watch it all the time.
Tales.
I bought the soundtrack, listened to it constantly. You need to watch it. You have
that.
To.
All right, number three. Flushed Away. It's
never,
a movie about the mouse that goes down the toilet.
That sounds like it'd be
that's
dead. It sounds like it'd be dead.
Yeah.
Like,
come on. You're gonna look at this and you're gonna remember it.
Yes, but I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Wait, I'm going to Google.
Did you ever see that one?
We're forgetting.
No.
Good talking.
Yeah. Do you know people can't see you and you just nod? All right.
But you can see me.
Well, the people, the viewers, our viewers,
listeners.
Oh, okay, here.
I messed up.
I found a list.
I really messed up.
Pixar movies. I don't want to go through them. Incredibles, Toy Story 2. Ratatouille.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. I like Ratatouille. I always like rats in my chewy.
Wow. Okay. That was weird. I never saw The Good Dinosaur.
Me either.
I didn't think there were good dinosaurs. I mean, if you watch Jurassic Park, you definitely don't believe that. I can't wait for Jurassic Park. I'm a
I've
sucker
never seen
for
any
dinosaurs.
Of them.
What?
I haven't seen any of them either.
What?
Here we go, DreamWorks.
Mind blown.
What?
Shrek. I like Shrek.
What?
Shark Tales.
I like Shrek.
I never saw Trolls. I heard it was really bad.
My friend Paige is obsessed.
Remember Chicken Little?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Madagascar?
Yeah.
This guy is
dude,
far.
I actually like Madagascar.
The Bee Movie.
I like Madagascar.
The Bee Movie is pretty great.
Never saw that one.
You never saw the Bee Movie?
No, I don't
usually
watch. Do
you yourself?
I usually don't watch cartoons.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. Why not? Some of old man.
You're right. Just kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
All right,
so
does anyone have any music recommendations for a break? I feel like we need a break.
Ian? Who's, what are you vibing
today?
We
gotta talk about the Olympics when we come back to.
What are you vibing today?
I don't know, actually.
Something USA.
We don't have to
like
do that. We can do that later.
I don't know why you're whispering.
We'll do it later.
No.
This is not the song that I wanted.
We have to thank our viewers, listeners. For 2,000 downloads. There's definitely an error in the system.
Oh, there has to be.
It must be like hit a nerve with someone.
Maybe.
Man, we're gonna get a ton of downloads in here because we're gonna be I was talking about gun control. Man, people are gonna listen to four college students who are all more senior first.
Here,
talk about
gun control.
We hit the hard facts.
It's funny because we didn't use any facts.
Yeah, right.
It was all opinions.
Jocelyn's the only one who actually used, like, CNN.
Yeah.
We didn't back up any of
our
opinions.
Yeah, we just discussed our opinions.
Throwing it out there.
Those people that were taking the tour, you're like, what are they doing?
Yeah, they just hear, like, a Bucks Life going on. Don't worry. They hear tour. They hear, they hear Woody. There is no space command! What?
Flu kills 22 more children.
Oh, jeez.
What?
It's a war against flu. It's a war on
the
flu.
The flu is, like, terrifying.
It kills 22 more kids.
Should we give our opinions on the flu when we get back?
That was scary.
I know, this year. I didn't get my... This is the first year I haven't gotten my flu shot, but I'm afraid because everyone that's, like, gotten it is, like, said they're getting the flu.
Yeah, I don't get the flu shots.
I usually do.
I
get it every year.
I don't believe in that. Partly because my aunt's a nurse and she preaches like, she's like, don't get it, you'll get it, you'll die.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm so sick of people that keep saying vaccines cause autism.
Cause what?
Autism.
Does it?
No. There is no scientific theory to back it up.
I know the one shot that you get, like, you can get, like, Guillain-Barré syndrome or something. And
my sister has Guillain-Barré.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Yeah,
it's,
you can pronounce it correctly, I think.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's, she, her legs went, like, numb. Like, she didn't have it super badly, but she, like, lost feeling in her legs, and it can, like, move up. And it takes a really long time for it to heal. Like, it's been, like, I don't know, months. She had to get, like, a spinal tap and everything. It's been, like, a year, actually.
Can she walk?
Yeah. She didn't get it, like, super badly, but, like, if she didn't go do something about it, it could have.
Yeah.
Like, she gets tired from walking up a set of stairs.
Huh.
And, like, yeah, it's really bad.
But, yeah, I heard, like, you can get that from, like,
the medical
room. I know. Today's just a very killing radio show. We start off with gun control and children being shot and...
Someone's coming in here.
I can't turn the lights off.
Wait. There we go.
What is happening?
I'm just standing
there. Let's see what Olympics are on today.
I'll do the interview after.
Yeah, I'm not going to class, so.
Okay. Well, makes it like it's just. I'm still skipping class. Well, I want to go home tonight. My mom won't be at the women's basketball game tomorrow.
So it makes no sense to go home tonight.
Yeah, I'm going home tomorrow.
I'm really dumb
tonight. So, strip club tonight?
I don't know.
Yes!
Going,
please go.
I'd be so awkward at a strip club.
Everyone's awkward at a strip club. The only people who aren't awkward at a strip club
are
the strippers who go every day and are weird. The one time this guy brought his wife and I was creeped out.
That's funny as shit.
I was like, this is weird. And she was like, go get a lap dance. And I'm like, this is weird. I can't.
They sell alcohol?
Yes.
I probably just drink.
That's what most people do.
Sam called me and he was like, would you be mad if I ever took you to a strip club?
Yeah.
I was like, I want to give money towards that. Like, I want to be a part of that experience in some way. Absolutely not.
Should we get Army tonight skit?
I don't think that's acceptable.
We should take the radio
no,
show on the road to the strip club.
No,
to the tennis thing.
Who's on the show this week?
Sam and Matt are doing Weekend Update, and then I asked the band to get a singer, but they said probably can't, so now I don't know.
I have a question. Why were you guys asking me about, like, jazz music?
Like jazz?
Yeah, you like jazz? I'm like, yeah.
I get it.
Wait, no. Wait. Oh, dude, they have skeleton. Skeleton.
Oh, that's cool.
What's it called? Skeleton? Skeleton?
Like the racing?
Ian? Not Ian, sorry, Jim.
Yeah.
Do you like
that? Stop. You guys have the same background?
Yeah, we have it together.
You guys are so cute.
Oh,
what are we talking about when we come back?
What?
Hell.
No, I'm not. We'll be fine.
I'm just trying to help you be better.
What?
Ian, what are we going to talk about when we come back?
Yeah, Ian.
Olympics. Well, we should really thank our listeners, too.
I hate you all.
Hey, can we talk about Andy Cole being the sexiest mid-major coach?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but if
it
was the women, it would be sexist.
I discovered professional bowling over the weekend. I don't know what
that was. On ESPN?
Yeah.
Did you watch the one where the guy was, like, blowing on his ear? Or what was that, darts?
What?
It was darts,
and the guy was, like, blowing on him. He was like,
ew.
And it was like
and
annoying.
He missed
the shot, and he lost.
Wow.
And he was like, what are you doing? And he was yelling at him. Oh, I was like, oh, that's intense. I do like the professional bowlers when they get a strike. They get so amped.
They get
was,
so pissed on spares.
I was like, dude, if I get a spare, that's my happy dance.
If I knocked out more than four pins,
right?
I'm doing the tango.
Exactly. Right. At the car wash. Ooh, Papa John's dual player pepperoni.
Tonight, I don't keep spending money, but, like, I think Chinese tonight for dinner.
Dude, we're going to the strip club.
Is there anything else going, or just Ian and Jim? Because Jim, they already make fun of us.
That's true. Yeah.
We just need to give her more ammo.
Can we
her and Brandon for some reason.
No, you have to be 21.
Damn it!
You film me?
No, I took a picture.
Okay.
Ooh, my style.
Okay, I think we're doing the basketball thing at 3:30 today if we do it.
Alright.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Good chat. Yeah.
We're back.
Hello.
Ian and Jim were making their evening plans.
We can't say what those are because, you know,
no.
PG.
All right.
We're just
so,
what about just per manis and a little Sammy poo?
Sammy poo?
Sandwich
poo. I like the pizza.
Oh, their pizza's delicious. Especially their happy hour hours.
Dude,
just the food. Just the food
it's
itself
so
is great.
Okay, I have a problem. Because every time I go to the Permanis on campus, not on campus, on University Boulevard, their beer has to be like double.
It's
strong.
I had like
water.
I
get
water. Like, okay,
and I'm like,
hello.
And I'm like buzzed. And I'm like, this is not correct.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's good though. I'm not complaining.
I don't know. Well, if you have to drive,
oh,
like,
yeah,
after,
play,
it is.
Yeah.
It is bad. But, you know, if I don't have to drive, I don't care.
Yes.
All right, so we should really thank our listeners.
Oh, yeah. We're not sure if we actually have or not.
We think it may be an error, but...
Who is that?
Megan.
Megan.
Miss Megan.
Megan. Anyways, we might have listeners.
Megan.
We might have just lost them all.
Yeah, so we have near 2,000 downloads of one of our episodes.
We're still not sure if it's real.
But if it is,
thank you.
Thank you.
I hope that you guys come to us for your pressing news, opinions, needs. Entertainment.
Not facts.
We don't do facts.
We never
here.
Back up our arguments with facts here.
That's why Jocelyn's
here. also, her article came from Vice.
Hey, Vice is legit.
Vice is legit.
But not as legit as like CNN or like.
But they used
they
had a sound
from CNN.
Yeah.
They quoted CNN.
They quoted CNN. They're good.
Yeah.
It's like Wikipedia. I use Wikipedia.
Vice is not like
it's
Wikipedia.
Well, I don't know. But I use Wikipedia.
My.
I honestly trust everything on Wikipedia.
Trust everything on Wikipedia.
Everything?
Not everything, but like...
Please don't
I'm
going to
start
write,
changing random
hard.
Articles that I think...
But if it's obvious, then I don't. But
well,
like,
I'm glad.
Like the owner of the Patriots?
Oh, yeah, not
like
that.
Foles?
Oh. Okay, can we talk about our... our head men's basketball coach here. Not because of their win last night, which was a good win over Bryant, who is awful, so we took care of them pretty well. But that he was the number one sexiest man in a mid sexiest coach in a mid major men's basketball.
I mean, I agree. Andy Toole's a pretty attractive man.
He is.
Like,
I
can't believe that was an actual like.
Yeah.
They actually.
I was gonna say, I feel like
they're
like, what should we do for this month?
Which
is
awesome.
Well, let's find the sexiest.
Well, it came out on Valentine's Day, so
that
was awesome.
That's
honestly,
funny.
That's awesome.
He's probably the youngest coach too, though. So you gotta
one of
think.
Them,
excuse me, Charles Bisaglia is a great man.
I mean, I love our coaches here, Robert Morris.
I was gonna say we have good basketball teams.
Yeah.
Like our
them,
football
team's
not too great.
But it's getting better. We think.
Yeah, as
we
a retired know. Employee. I can say.
Yeah, I mean, I like our coaches here. They're usually,
No, and they're super,
they're
like, whenever
guys.
We, like, RSIDs, like, sometimes, like, get lost in translation, but, like, if I ever, like, if me and Sam ever needed something from, like, Charles, like, the women's basketball coach, like, Charles Pasaga, he'd be like, yeah, sure, no problem. Like, when we were asked if we put a mic on him, he was like, yeah, I'm more than happy to do it.
You see, when
like,
we,
they're very accommodating.
When we went to Michigan State, he loved it. Like,
yeah.
He loves us
no,
traveling.
Like, he's one of those coaches very, like, you help me, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
which
good.
I
that's
appreciate.
Well, that's why he was, Mark Marrow. Talk. He, you know, grew up in the same area, so he got him here. And he was like, you know what, like, come out. So I'm the women's basketball coach here. Robert's come support us because we work hard for you guys. So come out and watch us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like you help me out.
Yeah,
I help you.
No,
out.
Even with Andy Toole, like he understands sometimes like not everything like we put out like when they all went like when someone went to court, like not everything's gonna be perfect, but like there's gonna be those moments like it's gonna be something really good, and he's like more than willing to like help you. When it comes with something that's gonna help the team, like he's very like back and forth with it. Like he'll understand. Like sometimes like not everything we put out is gonna be great, but like he's very like even like Banaszak before he retired was very like I know we're not that great, but like if you guys are into something on us, we'll help you out.
He
with
was
it.
The nicest guy.
Yeah, I know. And like even when we would write like there was never one said should Banaszak be fired. Like it was an opinion article, but like he didn't like take it to heart.
Well, one time
was, like
I was doing sideline and they were down pretty big. And I had to go do a halftime interview with him, and like he knows his team is down, but like it's part of the job. You're going, the media is going to come to you, and obviously,
Sam one time was like, "What's all those lost yards?" He was like, "I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to watch the tape and I'll get back to you."
because like typically you go to the, when you do stuff like that for halftime,
uh-huh.
you go to the winning coach.
Yeah,
but like obviously, that's not going to happen.
We're going to go to our college.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I respect.
Yeah, no, we have very good coaches. Most
here.
Of our coaches here are more than willing
them.
To like accommodate.
I respect them.
Some of them like get on their high horse every now and then.
But, yeah,
like,
but
most of them are very like you. We understand, like we appreciate you guys like covering us because
mm-hmm.
no one else is.
Well, right, exactly.
The players do too. Especially the sports like softball, soccer.
Well, it gets
the
name
ones
out.
Oh, yeah.
That,
no, we went to a few women's lacrosse games
women's
just
lacrosse.
To cheer obnoxiously, and they were like,
they
yo, like,
it.
We'll give you shirts if you guys come
like,
to every game.
I
yeah,
was,
you came.
Yeah,
yeah.
That,
yeah
that was
it was great. It was a fun time.
No, like, they were more like, yo, like, are you guys going to keep coming? Because we'll give you fan gear. And we're like, oh, yes, we'll keep coming.
Yeah, they really liked that.
Yeah. I'm so excited to go back to women's lacrosse. We took it way too seriously. I had no idea what any of the rules of lacrosse are.
I want to understand lacrosse.
I want to understand rugby.
Fun. Yeah.
I'll never understand. I want to understand curling better. Jim's going to become a curler.
I am.
We're starting our beer curling league.
No, I'm
That's
joining,
awesome.
I'm joining the legit curling league.
Yeah, you're actually like joining an actual curling league.
Yeah. So,
are you?
Yeah. So you'll see me in the China Olympics.
China Olympics.
God,
2020.
God willing.
What year will that be? 22?
22.
What team are you joining?
USA.
One of them.
A-team.
He will be on a team.
I will be on a team.
Can
Hopefully.
You play for Russia?
No.
Unless they have a whole doping scandal.
He's
going to
be
know.
Part of OAR.
I mean, I am a citizen, so like. I
no,
because
there was there's two sisters playing women's hockey, and one was adopted from Korea, and one was born here. And the way they adopted them from Korea, and she's playing for Korea right now. And the other sister's playing for America.
I always love the
yeah.
ones.
I mean, I guess I could, but I don't think I would want to.
I was
going to
say, you probably
I don't
think you know much about it.
Right, like,
yeah.
I would be like, the communication would be very hard.
So what do you guys say?
What,
you,
what, sweet.
What is the move?
I always love the Olympics, and it's like, yeah, this, you know, German athlete coached by, so and so is from Korea.
Yeah.
Man, I love that.
Yeah.
You could meet your wife though. A lot of the mixed doubles pairs were like married or engaged.
Oh, the
yeah.
Oh, Jim, you should be a figure skater with your wife. That would be awesome.
That'd be so.
Okay,
cute.
Have you seen my body? Does it look like figure skating status?
Jim wants a little
less
conversation.
Do you want this?
Jim, I believe in you, Jim. You can do a triple sow cow, whatever that move is.
You said it right. You did it right.
Triple sow cow.
Triple sow cow.
I was doing the triple sow cow powwow.
You said that.
Me and my
and
dad always
make like,
fun of it.
What?
The triple sow cow powwow. The triple sow cow. Man. You see, you know what else is funny? You watch them do their runs, like in snowboarding, skiing, do their moves on, like, like even like the Summer Olympic gymnastics, everything.
Right.
It's like, in skating, it's like, oh my god, this dude's brilliant. The judges are like, hey, you get a yellow card. It's like, What? Like, they look flawless.
Well, that's like the skating too. It's like they did a move I probably didn't even know was a
yeah,
move.
Yeah, it was like Red Gerard, you know, got like a perfect or near perfect, won the gold, and then the guy after him looked like he was better and look or similar, and he got points to
Dustin. See, here's the thing though. It's always about like I figured this out with figure skating yesterday.
It's
not
it's
about like your tricks too. It's about how hard the trick you performed is.
Right, exactly.
If I'm doing like five spins in the air and I wobble a little bit coming down, and you're just doing one flip and coming down and like perfectly, I'm still gonna get
right.
more points than you.
I mean, in the women's snowboarding, the big air snowboarding, it was basically like if you could land your trick, like you basically were gonna medal because.
I know,
no,
everyone was falling.
Everyone was wiping out.
Yeah, with the, what was it? Freestyle.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
not freestyle,
the big
last
air.
Night I was
yeah.
watching the skiing jump. And this
Alpine
one girl,
skiing. Alpine skiing looks
one,
dope.
And this one girl, the broadcasters were like, these girls are going to, the U.S. is going to be eliminated basically because this girl's going to, and she's from, I forget what country, France maybe.
Uh-huh.
She's gonna nail it and she's going to be good. Well, she fell.
Uh-huh.
So the two U.S. girls start hugging each other and cheering as they got in. The top five
yeah.
go into the gold medal round.
Like, you're a team,
and they're
but
like,
you're
you
not
know
a
what?
Team.
They're like, you know, you never want to, you know, cheer off of someone's, you know, crash, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you're playing,
well,
like, you can
are.
All be, like, all from the U.S., but, like, you are
yeah.
still competing against each other. Like, it's
right,
not
exactly.
like gymnastics where there's, like, team round and then, like, individual
yeah.
round. Like, it is every man
right,
for themselves
exactly.
out there. Sorry.
I mean, it is what it is. Like
uh-huh.
we said, like, it isn't, you know, she fell and they're in.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, I do like the end of the biathlon. Like, I hate watching the whole thing because it's just the
thanks for that.
It's entertaining. That dude from France had such a lead.
Yeah, but he was last place because he was like he was involved in the fall or whatever. He like
oh,
he,
I think
like,
we watched two different things.
Oh, because I watched one where he like fell. I think this was to get into the gold round or whatever.
Oh.
I don't know.
There was a dude from French I know like in the final round though. He like it, like they became more excited about the race for silver because he was so far ahead. Like, he had time to grab somebody's flag and cross the finish line, waving the France flag.
You know, I didn't like that yesterday. We were watching it at B-Dubs. It was the snowboarding cross. No, it was the cross.
Oh.
The cross. And, like, the girl was, like, cheering before she got across the red line. I mean, she was, like, inches away. But I'm like, don't cheer until you cross the line.
You're over that line.
I mean, like, they were behind her by a little bit. She had it, but I'm like,
but come on.
Like, don't cheer.
Yeah,
like,
my arms would be perfectly in place.
One, you risk, and two, that's bad taste.
Yeah.
Don't cheer.
No, that's why I love the dude, though, like, during the biathlon I walked, though. He was, like, 3 minutes away from all of his competitors. He just, like, he was like, yo, can I have that? It was also his last Olympics.
When you're 3 minutes ahead of everybody, then that's a different story when you're only about 2 seconds in front of everybody.
I mean, those people are so tired after
the biathlon.
Yeah,
they crunched over.
The lady last night I was watching it, she was like, or yesterday, I think it was, I don't know, yesterday was a long day. She was like, I guess she won or something, I guess, and she was like so exhausted she couldn't even talk. Like, she just was, like, drooling everywhere.
I know.
I was just like, I don't know how you could even get up.
You know what I realized is wild? Okay, so you know, like, speed skating?
Mm-hmm. I'm watching it right now, actually.
Yeah, no, there was something. I didn't realize this. So, like, they, like, hit the thing. It's like a beep so you can get into position. And then you cannot move until they, like, hit, like, the go beep or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, the positions, you have to have, like, one arm, like, bent. Like.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah. But if you flinch even a little bit, they start the whole thing over. And you're like, you get a penalty. I don't think the penalty, like, it does anything. You just have it. I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet. But, like, this one girl, like, flinched a little. And they just start the whole thing over. I was like, and everyone was like, I didn't even see her flinch. And I watched the replay. And, like, her arm literally just went like that. But they thought she was going. So they had to start everything over. It's wild. They have to be so still.
Did you see the speed skater from Upper St. Clair?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Peters.
He
got eliminated.
There's a woman that got eliminated from the U.S. too.
He was crashed because that marketing guy who made a deal, he was talking to our WWE class, he was helping him out in marketing, and it should have been a penalty on the other guy.
They called it on him. They called it on him,
and he lost.
And he was like, it's whatever.
He got gypped.
I mean, what is he?
No.
16, 18?
I feel like
he probably wasn't going to do much more, but like he would have moved on.
That's all as well, though. You have like the 17-year-olds that are like, I'm just happy to be here. Like, I have like, so I could be here like
you
three
see?
More times before I retire. And then they had like that like female snowboarder, like Kelly Clark, who was like, this is their fifth
Kelly
Olympics.
Clark.
She was like, I don't know, are you done? She was like, yeah, probably. I felt so bad she didn't medal.
This past week, we talked about the declining of the Olympics, and Logan's a big on viewers. But here's the thing, though. It's still a way for people to go live their dream.
I was going to say, if
to
people...
go win a gold, silver, bronze medal, the athletes don't care, really, if people are watching them. They're,
like,
they're there to live out their dream.
Well, and there's a cash incentive,
too.
Yeah.
The Olympics are broadcast, and they make so much money in advertisements. But I think they would still, maybe it wouldn't be as big as a production, they would definitely still have the Olympics, whether or not people are watching it. Just for the Olympics, because the whole point of the Olympics is to go represent your country, be
you're,
the best at your sport.
And you're
right,
always going to have 16, 17-year-olds.
Like, I think they'd still have all these competitions. It's just, like, they wouldn't be able to have, like, this giant opening ceremony. Like, they'd still have these competitions,
right.
But, like, the viewers is what makes it such a big production.
The only thing I like about the opening ceremony is the parade of countries.
Yeah
that's
dope.
The parade of nations or whatever. Like,
sometimes
like,
when they get, like, all symbolic about their country, I'm like, I don't get it.
Right. That's the thing. Like, Russia, like, that was cool for me. But, like, it got to a point where they were going back to, like, before the czars and stuff. And I'm like, no one cares.
Yeah. No.
Like, you need to cut it.
John Oliver did, like, a great, like,
I love John
Oliver. Because his show's on during the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
And he did this whole thing on the open ceremonies. I play it, but he, like, says the F word so many
times. Well, yeah.
But it's so funny the way he makes fun of them. It's so funny.
I'll have to go back and watch.
It's so funny.
I wish they didn't look like a lot of people were there, but then a lot of seats were open for the countries. But then when they had different camera lights, you could tell it was packed. At first, like, there's no one at this, and then it was different.
Like, the
different
Koreans
view
really
like
the curling, though. Like,
it's so wild to see, like, what sports are, like, big in other countries, and, like, clearly not. Like, curling is not big in the U.S., but then you look at Korea, and I'm like...
Like, they were so excited.
Man.
What is this?
Oh, you should know.
Also, like the.
Oh, you should know.
Skeleton, that's a cool
one. Yeah, that's wild. Did you see that one woman, though, on a luge that, like, from the U.S. that, like, ran the wall?
Sweeney.
Yeah, I give her so much props, though, because she came down, they're like, you said you wanted to, like, come down and still do an interview. Like, why? She was like, I didn't want that to be the last image of me. I wanted to have the final say on my crash.
It was funny.
And they were like,
okay. Luge, like, you can see the term, the U.S., the U.S. did not have a good run in the luge, but, like, you can see the determination in his face, and he's ready to go, and he slipped.
Yep.
On his release, and he just bumped the
one
whole
move,
way
man.
And messed him up.
I'm surprised they don't have, like, padded walls. I don't know if that can be a thing, but, like...
No, because that was slowing you down. That was going to kill your run, I guess.
True.
Like,
I don't know that.
Because at least if you didn't... If you have the ice, you kind of just slip in there.
Yeah,
it's all ice. I mean, it's... It is what it is. And the only thing I think that a lot of injuries happen with the luge, because you're... Or not the luge, the skeleton, because you're gonna crash most likely head first. Well, that's where a lot of the, you know, injuries come from. The brain trauma, you're going to smack your head, and that's where broken necks, back concussions, brain damage occurs. Where in the luge, you're going to go, a lot of times you're going to go feet or body sideways.
Yeah.
Right.
And
has the bobsled been on yet?
No, I haven't seen the bobsled.
No, I've been waiting for it.
I don't think the Jamaican men's qualified, but the women's did.
Okay.
Jamaica wants to have a hockey team. They want to have a. They're going to try to get their hockey team.
You know,
that's
what?
Wild.
It's
like Jamaica
them.
Is like in the Winter
Olympics. Good for them. But
yeah.
They're in the Winter Olympics as much as, I mean, not as much as this summer because all the runners are, you know, a lot of them are Jamaican. But still, like the fact that they want to be in both, that's cool.
That's what I mean. Like you found a way to like be so good at a winter sport in Jamaica that you qualified for the Olympics. All right, should we take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Why not?
We gotta pull up the dining menu.
Oh yeah, I have it up.
Pretty good, Jocelyn.
Oh,
thanks. What's your opinion on that one?
I know. I don't know.
Jocelyn's like, I'm out.
I posted that video the week that was on Twitter, and it just comes up as like a link to it, not.
Oh God, Aiden's running.
Like, I don't know how to.
Oh God.
So
not
what's
just like so it's the video.
If I were watching the
Is there like?
Cause like I tried like.
Good.
No,
I I put it on my own Twitter, so
I'm
just
I'm gonna record an interview just. Before
like I don't know if Sam should just email me the video.
Can you? Does it take you download like 94? But does it link back to the YouTube channel?
It's like, it's just a video, so.
Who sings this?
Miley Cyrus.
That's what I thought.
Wait.
But I need my speculation confirmed.
Okay.
I wish someone, like NBC, was like, so like if you don't have time to watch the Olympics, like I wish they would like record this and then you could buy it. Do you know, like as a box set, like the 2018 Winter Olympics as a box set. You can get all the events.
Well, that's why I
like that'd be sick.
I like my parents have on demand before they realized Netflix was a thing.
And for
the Summer Olympics, like they had like every sport broken into category that you could like
watch
the event.
But still, it's like that'd be cool. Like I would buy that if NBC sold that.
Yeah.
I would buy that for like $100-some. Yeah, and I would just have collections of the Olympics.
Ooh, so the Franklin Regional, they're like someone's in custody. Like it was a legit like kid.
Did he like have a weapon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Franklin Regional does not need this again.
The student for a media threat that was posted on social media. The student was located at a resident in Turtle Creek. Resident Turtle Creek Corinum place. There is no existing threat to the community. The district is listed on social media. They'll probably uplift the block that.
Just won't happen. The big debate about like schools though is should they release the shooter's name because their end goal is publicity over their name giver. So that's the big thing. Like we have to release their name, but like
names, yeah.
That's it, but like that's the big thing though. Like they do this because they want attention to their name out there. Like that's given, but like you have to release their name. Sing the music, Zac Efron.
Wow. So did you see this? The Powerball winner of $559 million does not want her name to be public, and they're not gonna do it because if you sign the ticket, it automatically is a public record thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, she should have known that. Like.
Yeah. You sign up, like, that's part of the Powerball. Is you
and she's like, I don't want the money unless my name's, yeah, I was like, that's the whole, yeah. Like,
that's what I mean, like, I always ask my mom, I was like, what would you do? She's like, I'd get your uncle on the phone, because my uncle's a lawyer. And she's like, I'm gonna ask him, where do we go from here?
That's what my mom, my grandma goes, if you ever win, you're calling Mike, that's our county.
Yeah.
You wake him up in the middle of the night if you win.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's your
he'll know what to do.
Yeah. How long, like, do you have until you have to claim the money? Is
you
it
have, like, you have
a year?
Years, a year or so, I believe.
Yeah, I'd
like. I would definitely go to like Charles Schwab or something.
I'd definitely finish school.
Money.
I'd finish school still.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like that's
like,
what
I'll like I'm dropping out.
That's
like,
what
I'm
like, that, like now. I mean, I'd pay
it's
off.
Free
everything.
Now,
I would
basically.
Pay off
yeah, it's basically free now.
Right.
I'd pay off student debt loans.
I always said the big thing I do.
Family problems I need.
Yeah, no, I'd go on GoFundMe and I'd find like the really important things people need and like the funny rants that people do and I'd give them all money.
I don't think I'd do that.
I think I'd go
on
GoFundMe.
I do. Like, if people I know need to help, and I know that, like, I would do that. But, like,
no.
I'm not going to do some.
No, but, like, once a month, I'd go on GoFundMe and find, like, two things that I'd
well,
definitely
I guess,
support.
Yeah,
$500 million. And I'd give them, and I'd pay it
if
off.
If anybody here that I know is struggling to be here financially,
yeah.
I'd help them out.
No.
And they'll probably deny it, but, like,
well, I would just give them the money and just be like, here,
it's the
use it for whatever you want.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
give them the money. And
it would help you regardless. I mean. All
right, do I do A Million Dreams or the Zendaya?
I
that
movie.
What?
Never saw it.
Do A Million Dreams.
No, I never saw it.
It's so good.
It's musical based, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's all about the circus.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently he was a real freak, though, like in real life.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh,
I don't care.
Surprised.
It's a phenomenal movie.
Do you think circus people are normal?
I'm so confused.
Their life is.
Is
how long was the movie?
Not that long.
No.
They got through the story pretty quick. It was like there wasn't ever a dead spot, though. It was entertaining the whole way there.
Yeah.
That's what's key.
The lady that plays the bearded lady, she's got some pipes.
Yeah,
like,
she
damn.
Does.
I watched all the behind the scenes, and there's two, they had to get the whole cast in New York at one time so they could get the show, like, greenlit and get permission, because they had to go sing and, like, do the whole show in front of, like, the NBC producers, or whatever, whoever produced this. So the people that, like, couldn't go were, like, Zendaya and Zac Efron, because they were, like, making other movies. And there's one scene where the woman that plays the beard lady, she has this whole song, but she was apparently, like, super, super shy. They're like, listen, like, when you sing this in front of all the producers, like, you need to get out there and belt it. Because they had, like, the cast, and then they had, like, a bunch of people on Broadway, like, help fill in, like, the background characters.
Right.
And they're like, when you get out there, like, you need to fucking go for this. And she was like, no, no. And she started off, like, standing really quiet behind the music stand. And the director was like, that's how she'd been singing it all through the rehearsals. And then, like, at some point, like, during the chorus, she just, like, went out in the middle of the room and started, like, belting it. And then, also, Hugh Jackman had to get skin cancer removed from his nose, like, 2 days before they had to go sing. And the doctor was like, you have 98 stitches in your nose. You cannot go sing.
That's crazy.
So they didn't. They were like, listen, the director was like, do not tell anyone until we are all in the room. We're all going to be in the room, and they're all going to be there, and then you can tell them. So nobody can leave. Nobody can cancel anything. So they did that. So they had one of the guys just, like, from Broadway, like, sing all of his songs. And then Hugh Jackman has one really good song at the end. And he, like, couldn't take it anymore. He went into the middle of the room and started singing it.
That's great.
His nose
so,
bleeding.
No, he yeah. like definitely like as soon as the song was over though, he like realized like he like came back down to earth. He was like, okay. but he was like, I couldn't let somebody sing that song for me, and I was like, oh, you.
Do you guys like the new Blacken login?
The new what?
The new Blackboard login.
I haven't used Blackboard this semester yet. Why?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really mind it. It's just like an extra quarter.
Yeah, because like at first I was like, oh, this is stupid.
Yeah. At first I was thrown. Yeah.
President
Ward, then I got everything she's done a 3-day weekend would start.
Wow.
Why should you get a 3-day weekend?
My mom almost had a 4-day weekend.
Why?
Why do people get 3-day weekends?
I have a 4-day weekend
here.
Why don't
we get presents?
I don't have class Friday or Monday.
My mom ended up having to work today because her boss messed up. And she was
I told my mom knows I have no class on Monday, so she made me an appointment to go get my blood drawn, so I put my iron levels checked. An eye doctor appointment, and she was like, you can go get your haircut too, like, I'll come with you. I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to come back Monday.
Okay, that's not a fact. 18 school shootings in 2018 is not a thing right now.
That's
we need to fact
right.
Check.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Whoa.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. Let's all be
it's
friends.
Getting passed off.
Whoa.
Oh,
all right, it's time to read the dining menu.
I love this song. I really do love this song.
Sandra, all right, Ian.
Wait.
Okay.
Where's
okay.
It at? Oh no! Why? I put it in my trash. Why would you do that?
Okay.
I did it by accident.
They still have chicken and dumpling soup.
Yeah.
They're ruining it. It's a surprise.
Okay.
Sorry,
PNC Colonial Cafe. Gyro, lamb, chicken.
It's
and
a hero.
Shrimp, seafood gumbo, vegetable fajitas.
What is your deal?
Excuse me, crowd pleasers, blue waters.
Where did
your,
the energy
eat your, eat your fish, because it's Lent. And then soups of the day, chicken and dumplings. I don't usually, you know, put my opinions in the food on the dining menu, but And then you have ham and bean, and then chicken, vegetable, cream of broccoli, salad board, oriental chicken salad, firehouse grill. It's chicken parm sandwich, wraps. Ooh, made to order, but the popcorn shrimp wrap.
That sounds good.
It's literally like the po' boy, but like in a wrap.
Yeah.
Bravissimo, Fun Friday, waffle a la mode, and the pizza
that
is
with ice cream.
Spicy shrimp pizza.
What's at Wheatley, Jim?
At the Wheatley Cafe, open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The lunch special is tuna melt with a chips.
Oh, that sounds good.
I don't know what kind of chips, but you get chips. Soup of the day, chili, tomato, and New England clam chowder. Sandwich specials. You got the grilled cheese, which is literally cheese grilled with bread. You got zucchini pesto panini.
That sounds good.
It's a little too green for me. and then you got turkey bacon cheddar melt. All right.
What's a Romo, Jocelyn?
The lunch special is the usual Friday fried shrimp po' boy. Soup of the day, chicken orzo, or
ooh,
chicken and sausage gumbo. Dinner special, cheese tortellini. Yeah.
All right. At Yorktown, if you were able to hit up that breakfast, you got yourself some pancakes. And the lunch sandwich today is cheese stick.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be good.
With the soup, tomato. It's vegetable, in case you didn't know, with a little plant next to it. But the dinner specials, we got beef stew in a bread bowl.
Ooh.
In a bread bowl.
Beef stew! Remember that from,
Yes, Benchwarmers. There's
oh
also
God.
Taco pizza and rigatoni, wait for it, with two sides.
Oh, man.
Two.
That's not all. You can get
that's
a fish sandwich with two sides.
Oh, man.
You can also get a chocolate chip cookie dough milkshake if
ooh,
you're feeling thirsty. Jim,
did you
is
know?
It?
Fact of the day is...
Uh-huh.
Today is National Almond Day.
I
so
like
you
almonds.
Get an almond and you get an almond and I'm gonna have an almond.
I don't like almonds.
Actually,
I don't really like
almonds.
I don't like any nuts. I hate all nuts.
Whoa, hold on. I like cashews.
Cashews are so
good.
I love
good.
Cashews.
I
love
hate nuts.
Cashews.
I like walnuts.
I like
what else? I can't think.
I like the ones that
pistachios.
I like pistachios. I could munch on some pistachios.
I can munch on some too. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah,
get cracking.
Drops mic.
All right. Any final thoughts before we wrap the show?
No.
All right.
No,
so,
but the updated they for the Franklin Regional situation, they did get the person in Turtle Creek who put the thread in. So
good
for them.
Was it Arnold Slick?
Okay.
Yeah, because we're journalists and we have to, you know, we have a story, we gotta finish it. So that's where we go. Yep.
Okay.
Any fun weekend plans before we go?
I'm going to the women's basketball game, then I'm going home.
Going
what?
I said IDGF, we're going to
go. Wow. Yeah. No.
I have a lot of homework.
Yeah,
yeah,
I want to get it done, so I don't have to worry about it.
I don't know.
So, cruise tomorrow night.
Cruise?
Girls night.
No.
It's everybody night.
Be everything you need.
What are we doing tomorrow night, Ian?
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
Well, I won't be in here, so.
Oh, well, what are we doing tonight then?
Well, I don't know.
Do you not
want to
hang out with him?
We have some plans.
Do you not want to hang out with Jim?
Do you want to go to Permanis?
I could do
maybe
some Permanis.
Like,
go get a fish
earlier
sandwich.
No.
Okay.
I'm all about the meat.
Arby's has the meats.
They do.
They
except for that one time
the
they
day.
Didn't.
Yeah,
that one time. I went to KFC one
my
time
roommate
and they didn't
worked,
have chicken.
One of my roommate works at
they
were
like
so
a bun on chicken.
I questioned him. He goes, yeah, I don't know what's happening.
No.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you know Chris.
Chris, yeah, that guy. I like that guy.
Remember the
he
time?
Works there.
I didn't realize it was his birthday on Valentine's Day.
Wow,
so he was like, how you doing? It's my birthday. I said, I feel like an idiot. I'm like, you are a love baby. Remember that now.
Sure you love that comment.
Oh, he did. He laughed. All right, so.
All right, we're done.
Yeah, remember, click it or ticket. It's the law.
We will be back next
what?
Week. We will not take a month break this time. We'll be back. All right. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Ooh, the large hill.
Do you know how bad? Are we off?
Yeah.
The mic's muted.
The mic's muted.
Do you know how bad I wanted to say when you guys were going to cruise? So.